Windows down, music up. Get ready to hit the road in a new Chevy SUV or truck. Chevy is a name you know and trust. It's Chevy as American as apple pie and baseball. Check out the full line of Chevy vehicles at your local Chevy dealer. Chevy, drive Chicago.
This week, Marianne has a book report for us, one that could save a life. Were you attracted to this book because we're watching The Pitt?
Absolutely, Bob. I know you've probably been talking about our adventures watching The Pitt and you putting your hand in front of your eyes, but at least you're watching it, so I'm happy about that. And because as you've probably already explained, in each episode you're watching an hour in the emergency room, and then you realize how many emergency cases are just mistakes. Like some even small mistakes that people make or unpredictable situations. So this book, it's called The 99 Ways to Die and How to Avoid Them. It's written by an ER doctor, Ashley Alker, who says many of these dangers are common, but they're often overlooked.
All right. Tell us how she says we can stay alive so we can watch the Bears game on Sunday.
Yes, right. We definitely want to do that. All right. I'm going to just give you 10 of the 99 from this doctor who spent years on the front lines of the emergency room medicine, watching people in crisis from things they never even saw coming. So this book it's a survival guide for modern life, not fear-based, but awareness-based. And the takeaway is not panic, it's prevention. So bear with me while I tell you about some things you might actually panic about. All right, so strep throat. Yes, really, strep throat. The problem is that untreated, it can lead to serious complications like rheumatic fever, kidney disease, abscesses, and even death. How to avoid it: if you have a severe sore throat with fever, get tested. It's easily treated with antibiotics, but only if you don't ignore it. And as a mother of three kids, I mean, I always knew strep throat, like, yes, you need to go to the doctor and all that stuff, but I never really thought of it as death is one of the byproducts.
No, most people don't. Good to know.
Yeah. All right. So brain aneurysms. Up to 6% of adults have aneurysms without knowing it, and half the time it's fatal. So how to avoid it is, like, never ignore a thunderclap headache. Have you ever had one of those? I've never.
Every morning I do before I go on the air, right before 6.
Okay. Then you need to be doing the show from urgent care, because this sudden explosive headache is an emergency always. So, like, if it just comes on suddenly like that, go immediately. The next one is pregnancy complications. You never think about this. I've been pregnant 3 times and never really thought that pregnancy-related deaths are more common than people realize, and 80% of them are preventable. And the way to avoid it is to take the symptoms seriously. Sudden swelling, headaches, shortness of breath, vision changes. They need immediate attention.
So this is all based on this doctor's experience in ER.
Yes, for years she worked in the ER, and she wrote a book about it. She took the 99 ways. And by the way, she has been interviewed since, and she says that the show, The Pitt, is super realistic, and that every case she has heard about that's been on The Pitt, she has actually seen in the emergency room.
I believe that. As you know, I watch each episode through my hand, so at any time I can close my fingers quickly so I don't see what's on the screen.
Exactly. I see you doing that. All right, the next one is house plants and flowers. So many common plants, especially lilies, are poisonous. Some affect the heart or the airway and can be fatal to kids and to pets. So know what you bring into your home. Assume everything, anything with the word lily in it is toxic, and keep, you know, the dangerous plants out of reach.
And I was going to give you a bouquet of lilies this weekend.
I love lilies. I really actually love lilies, and I never knew that. All right, next one. I know you really want to hear about this one. It's sexually transmitted infections. Syphilis cases are rising fast, and if untreated, it can infect the brain and harm newborns. So get tested, use protection. STIs are often treatable. Over-the-counter medications. So Wow. Did you know about this, Bob? Acetaminophen, Tylenol, overdoses of this is the leading cause of acute liver failure in the U.S. So never exceed 4,000 milligrams a day for adults, and of course, less for smaller bodies. The next one is carbon monoxide exposure. It's odorless, invisible, and deadly. Most homes don't have detectors, so install one in your home. Your smoke detector is not going to detect this, okay? You'll be surprised about this one, Bob. Water. Too much of it.
Yeah, you better pay attention to this.
I know. Drinking excessive amounts too quickly, that's the key word here, can cause dangerous electrolyte imbalances, seizures, and death. So hydrate steadily, not obsessively. How do you say this word?
Hang on, I'll ask Dr. Rabinovich. Is Noah Wiley available? We need him right now.
Anaphylaxis at school, okay? So many schools don't stock EpiPens, even though 25% of kids have their first allergic reaction in school. So make sure that there's one available for your kid in school, all right? Botulism. The spores are common and become deadly in low acid, low oxygen environments like improperly canned foods or infant digestive systems. So be careful about that. So the big takeaway is that these risks are not rare at all. They're ordinary, which is what makes them dangerous. So, you know, many of these situations are survivable, but you have to act early.
Well, now that we're watching the pit, I know how to treat most of these problems, except I might faint.
What? All right. Well, don't faint.
What's on Savvy Planet?
All right. It's that time of year when there's nothing better than a stew, cooking in your kitchen, making the whole house smell so delicious and feel cozy. You have to check out my Cuban chickpea stew with potatoes, ham, and chorizo. It's so good. It's packed with protein and fiber. So satisfying. And the recipe is up right now. Subscribers will receive it in the mail. Sign up for it. We give you recipes plus emotional and practical wisdom around food cooking and nourishing yourself.
Go to SavvyPlanet.com. Put a hyphen in there, Savvy-Planet.com. Marianne, thank you. RX.
Thank you.